Well, good morning. Maryland politics are especially hot right now, which is why we welcome to the show this morning Brian Griffiths. He's a Maryland political analyst, and he's the editor-in-chief of Red Maryland, a conservative news site about Maryland politics. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Excellent, sir. So you have a headline on your site this morning, actually your lead story, Democrats move to institutionalize voter fraud.
Right now, the Democrats in the General Assembly are actually pushing two different pieces of legislation. The first is automatic voter registration. So anybody who goes to renew their driver's license or takes part in any other services, much like with the motor voter law, instead of being asked if they want to register to vote, they will be automatically registered to vote, and instead they would have to opt out from being registered to vote. Mm-hmm. At the same time, they are also pushing a constitutional amendment that would require same-day voter registration on Election Day in the state of Maryland. Now, Maryland makes it already extremely easy to register to vote or to cast an absentee ballot. It's extremely easy to do that in the state of Maryland. So what the Democrats are trying to do here is to make it easier for them to go back to their roots and make it easier to create situations where people are either voting under assumed names or people are registering illegally. This harkens back to something called walking around money, which is very historic and very famous in the state of Maryland, where Democratic Party operatives take money and they go hand it out on Election Day to make sure people get to the polls.
Right. But from what I understand, if they ask you if you would like to register to vote when you walk into one of these new places where we're going to have this new voter registration that's going to carry this, you can say no, right? That's how you opt out. They don't automatically just say, give me your ID and I'm registering you, and you don't have a choice.
Well, yeah, you do have a choice, but the fact is that unless the voter or the citizen at that point understands that they have their option to say no, it's going to be automatically done for them. The Democrats make this assumption that the reason why voter turnout is so low in Maryland is because that people don't have access to the polls. They don't have the access to the ballot. They don't have the access to voter registration. The Democrats haven't quite caught up to speed yet that it's because they keep raising everybody's taxes and growing the size of government.
Well, here's my beef with this whole thing about automatically registering people to vote at various government agencies across the state. If these are people who weren't inclined to register to vote in the first place, what does it matter if you register them to vote? If they very well are not going to show up to the polls anyway. I mean, even if you decide that you're going to register them, this seems like a redundancy and an extra government activity that's not going to actually help anybody.
Well, and especially when you consider the fact that they're pushing automatic voter registration at the same time they're pushing same-day voter registration. The only reason that you have to push both of those together is if you think that there is some sort of way that you're going to be able to game the system to your benefit. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing right now.
And for same-day voter registration, you check a box just like you do with this registration that says that, yes, I'm a citizen and everything I'm saying here is true. That could then goes to the State Board of Elections. But if it's same-day voting and it goes to the State Board of Elections, do we find out afterwards that maybe they were ineligible to vote? How do you take their vote away? How do you void that vote?
Well, the constitutional amendment is written, because this would require a constitutional amendment, just gives the General Assembly power to pass enabling legislation later. The biggest issue I think that we can see with this is the fact that Maryland is not a state that requires voter ID. So at that point, you're just counting somebody's vote and taking their word that they are who they say they are and that they're an actual resident of Maryland. I think that most people would be a lot better would feel a lot better about same-day voter registration if it was coupled with some sort of voter ID law.
This automatic voter registration bill was passed yesterday. It's on its way to the governor's desk. I'm sure there's somebody literally walking right now holding a piece of paper on en route to Larry Hogan's desk. Should Larry Hogan put pen to paper?
I think he should stamp it with his veto stamp personally. We'll see what eventually happens. The question becomes whether or not the General Assembly would subsequently override the governor's veto.
Yes.
Obviously, with the Democrats now, with Senator Oaks resigning yesterday as part of his corruption scandal, the Democrats are down one vote. So I'm sure that that makes them a little nervous. But I'm certainly hoping that the governor vetoes this bill.
Yeah, it seems like they do have the votes here to overrule him. So
they often do, but a lot of times the Democrats You know, when Democrats start to feel the heat in the General Assembly, particularly ones who are running in Senate districts in particular that are going to be competitive this year, and there are about four or five Senate districts that Republicans are targeting to take out Democratic incumbents this year, when they start feeling the heat, their electoral calculus starts to change, and sometimes we are able to flip these votes to bring them back onto the side of common sense.
In a moment, I want to talk to you about the redistricting fight as well, but let me first talk about the sort of the politics here of the DNC has sent $85,000 to Maryland to go after Governor Hogan and other Republicans. What do you make of the money battle right now?
Well, to me, it sounds like that the Democrats are absolutely panicking at this point, that they're starting to realize that Governor Hogan is extremely popular and that this isn't 2006 anymore. A lot of the Democrats seem to think that Governor Hogan's popularity is going to wane, much like Governor Bob Ehrlich's popularity waned during the 2006, during the 2006 gubernatorial election. But it's a completely different calculus. Governor Ehrlich at that time was only running against one candidate, Martin O'Malley, whereas the Democrats continue to have a clown show of seven or eight candidates, none of whom are really able to break through. The ones that people do know are the ones that most epitomize the Democratic cesspool of corruption that's been operating out of Annapolis the last few years. The Democrats are starting to realize that this is not going to be the cakewalk that they thought it was going to be, and that they are in real dire straits when it comes to trying to secure an electoral victory this November.
Governor Hogan, second most popular governor in the entire country. He's a Republican in an otherwise Democratic state. We're going to hold on to you for a moment because we want to talk about how that state's Democratic. All of these districts gerrymandered in such a way to make it that way, but the Supreme Court is hearing a challenge on that very subject and may change things entirely. 6:43 here on WMAL.